Hello, my name is Rod McClure. I'm editor of the BMJ Journal Injury Prevention, and today we'll be speaking with Professor Hosheng Hu, who's Dean of the School of Public Health, Central South University, China. Professor Hu is a distinguished injury prevention researcher and public health practitioner who was awarded a PhD in epidemiology and health statistics from Central South University, followed by postdoctoral studies in Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Professor Hu has written more than 10 textbooks, has published over 100 peer-reviewed papers in domestic and international journals, including The Lancet and the BMJ, and has been the principal investigator of a number of large-scale projects funded by prestigious agencies such as the National Institutes of Health, the World Health Organization, and provincial and ministerial level governments throughout China. His particular area of expertise is in analyzing the trends and epidemiological characteristics of injury mortality in recent years. And his focus is on the quantification of the burden of injury and measuring the extent to which injury is a public health problem of major importance. We're speaking with Professor Hu today in his role as guest editor of the special issue of injury prevention that was published in February this year, Injury Prevention in China. Hello, Professor Hu.
Hello, Rod.
So why is it important to publish on this topic at this time?
You know, China is one of the largest countries in the world. It has experienced a very, fast economic increase in the last few decades. And also China have achieved a lot of success in many health issues. But for injury, so the progress and the actual practice is much lag behind the practice for infectious disease and non-communicable disease. Almost all injury could be preventable if we have, good preparations and good control measures. So this is the basic reason why we launch this same issue and call for different voice from the research in China and also from other countries who are interested in China. We want to, attract more attention from research and make some difference.
So can injury be prevented? And is it really a public health issue?
I think it should be at different level for the public. And also, many health experts and also health officials, they don't receive the, standard education for injury prevention. A lot of them, have a wrong perception on injury, for example. So the most popular term for injury, so in China we call accidents. And according to the translation for injury, we translate it as accidents. And so we call, US and many developed countries use unintentional injury, but in China, we still use accident injury. If I say in Chinese, that means 意外伤害. So a lot of health experts and health officials, they have wrong perception and don't have the right, understanding. And so for injury prevention, as a result, so many of them treat injuries, you have bad luck. So they seldom regard to the prevention. So, but for a few experts in public health, we have Commission for Injury Prevention Experts and the Chinese Preventive Medicine Association. So, but the team have very few, researchers. So the numbers and the numbers of experts and the numbers of annual academic actions cannot be comparable to those for other diseases, for example, non-communicable disease, cancers, and infectious disease. So I think the the current situation is not good. For the same issues, so according to our, you know, the expectation of three editors, we hope to receive, you know, papers from four different topics. For example, we really hope to see, you know, some submissions on policy, you know, injury prevention policy. And also from the epidemiologic studies, and also from, you know, other areas related to injury, for example, from road traffic, you know, transportation, road traffic control, and also education, you know, school injury prevention. But the fact is, so we totally have 11 papers. Four papers focus on, you know, the epidemic using existing data source to examine, you know, trends or, you know, burden, current burden for injury mortality or instance or prevalence. So there are another two studies targeting road traffic crash. So one is from engineering area. So they their conclusion recommended that considering environmental hazards of working in using intersection prevalent of pedestrian, so to measure the safety of performance of road facilities. So that means they suggest a better methods when we measure the burden from the traffic injury. Two papers studied the falls. One is studies the severity of the problem and risk factors of falls among the older community dwellers in Shenzhen. The number is very high. The second paper, you know, conducted systematic reviews on the instance and factors and economic burden of fall-related injury for old Chinese. This suggests high quality research on this topic, especially for economic burden. Another study examined violence in China, so using the Chinese injury surveillance system, but they only, you know, reported the number of surveillance from the team Duan Li Li, so they don't provide the rate. But the number of violent deaths decreased 57 between the 2006 and 2015. But, you know, the number, the decrease of numbers cannot reflect the level of, you know, mortality. So further research needs to clarify these issues. The last issue, so they reported, I remember it should be the first study reported the cyberbullying, you know, as perpetrators and as victims among the high school students. The number is very high. These papers, so, you know, do not provide the complete the epidemiologic profile on China's injuries. So we don't see some important papers on specific issues. So probably this will call for further research.
So this is a broad range of topics covering injury in a great depth. It's drawn attention to the problem. You've identified challenges of implementation, and you've provided some recommendations about how we should move forward from here. So as a group of papers, what's the main message that's coming through?
Yes, the message, I think so, I summarize three points. So one is, so even we saw, you know, some significant reductions based on epidemiologic studies from the same issue and also other epidemic studies. So we need to carefully interpret the reason. So probably, you know, the China's rapidly development of economy, you know, offers a lot of social changes that help, you know, reduce the injury mortality. But for some injury, for example, drowning and poisoning, so in this same issue, we only have the drowning issues, so the mortality did not significant change, a lot proven interventions are not fully implemented. So it emphasizes injury prevention, does not receive the government support. So many important but feasible interventions are not fully implemented over the country. So these two issues, so for the police and for the implementation levels, for the government level, they don't provide adequate support to implement prevent interventions. The last level point is for research. Some research report different estimates. For example, for the child injury, the National Surveillance System report much higher mortality rates than the GBD estimates. And also based on the systemic review, they suggest high quality studies are needed for economic burden for elderly folks. Also, papers that we published in injury prevention, I remember should be in 2012 or 2011. So we conduct a systemic reviews for the all public domestic and international publications focused on China from 2001 to 2010. We found the majority of publication was descriptive studies based on surveillance data or local sample surveys. And there are very few intervention analytic policy studies to support injury prevention in China.
That's a very clear message, I think, that you've created with this special issue. You've drawn attention to some high quality research in some specific areas. You've identified, I think, that there's a challenge of implementation, which there is across all of the world. But I think you're also saying that by calling attention to the field, you'll raise the awareness and the importance of the problem in the minds of the people who have the capacity to help you deliver on solutions. So that it's got a three-pronged emphasis. And you're feeling, as I am, I suspect, you're understanding the importance of this particular issue for the future of injury prevention in China and the world.
Yes.
And the take-home message from the issue?
Yes, so I want to emphasize 3 points. So I think the first thing for China is to foster the central government of China should assign a leading agency or department to coordinate the injury prevention efforts. You know, the many kinds of injury costs involve different departments and different disciplines. They need communication and coordination across the departments and disciplines. So the sixth thing is, if we have a leading agency, that means we need to have a routine working team and have a routine, you know, working budget to implement evidence-based interventions nationwide. So especially for the high-risk population, I think it's very important. The last issue is the government must, you know, support injury prevention research. So without injury prevention research, so we cannot provide high-quality evidence, high-quality solutions to help the government reduce the number of injury deaths and the, you know, injury case. So story is about 10 years ago, when I just got back from Johns Hopkins as a postdoc fellow, when I got back to our school. I remember at this year in 2008, so there are many young injury researcher. We participate in China and U.S. agriculture injury training program delivered by Dr. Hu Yunxiang, Henry. So, but 10 years later, so a lot of colleagues left this area, left injury prevention because they cannot survive due to, the support, less support from the government for injury prevention. I think so the injury prevention is very important, you know, so since research is the base of, you know, evidence-based policymaking and injury prevention. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Professor Hu, for such an interesting story. For those of you who'd like to learn more about the nature and extent of the problem of injury prevention in China, I'd encourage you to log on to the journal's website, injuryprevention.bmj.com.